You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
L-esperti mediċi jgħidu li ftit hemm marfin fil-komunità dwar il-benefiċċji tas-servizzi tal-kura palliattiva fl-Awstralja u ħafna drabi il-pazjenti jfittxu aċċess għal dawn is-servizzi fi stadju tard. Dan l-aħħar qiegħed ikun hemm konċentrazzjoni ikbar fuq il-kura mod hija fl-aħħar jiem tal-ħajja tal-bniedem waqt li l-assistenza biex il-persuni temmu ħajjithom issa hija legali fl-Istat ta' Victoria. Intant il-Kummissjoni Rjali fir-rigward tal-kwalità u s-sigurtà tal-kura tal-anzjani tkompli tikkonċentra fuq il-bosta sfidi li s-servizzi palliattivi qegħdin jiffaċċjaw minħabba nuqqas ta' impjegati. L-għanewlini tal-kura palliattiva huwa li jipprovdi support fiżiku, emozzjonali u spiritwali lill-persuni ta' kwalunkwe età li kollhom mart avvanzat ħafna mingħajr il-possibilità ta' fejqan u li jkunu mistennija jmutu bħala konsegwenza. Waqt li bosta nies jaħsbu li l-kura palliattiva hija aċċessibbli biss għal pazjenti fl-aħħar ftit ġimgħat tagħhom, fil-fatt is-support huwa aċċessibbli iktar kmieni u jipprovdi lill-pazjenti u l-familjari tagħhom support meħtieġ. Il-Ministru ta' Victoria għas-saħħa Jenny Mikakos tajt li l-introduzzjoni l-iktar reċenti fil-Victoria tal-mewt assistita edha toħlo iktar arfien dwar il-kura palliattiva.
So we know that for the vast majority of patients they will continue to want to access palliative care and this is why our government has put in more funding into palliative care. In fact $72 million of funding just in this year's state budget alone. And in fact international experience shows us that when we move to these types of additional options, when jurisdictions legislate for voluntary assisted dying, there are more open conversations in the community about end-of-life choices, and in fact, the quality of palliative care improves as well.
Intant, Palliative Care Australia tajt li l-komorbidità jiġifieri persuni li jibatu minn iktar minn kundizzjoni waħda se tkun fattur iktar importanti floti tal-kura palliattiva minħabba li dan huwa mart iktar fit-tul b'sintomi iktar komplessi. Il-professur Peter Hunter huwa tabib ġerjatriku li għandu 30 sena esperjenza u wkoll membru tat-task force tal-implementazzjoni tal-mewt assistita volontarja. Huwa jaqbel li l-introduzzjoni tal-mewt assistita fetħet ukoll il-konverzazzjoni fost il-komunità dwar il-kura palliattiva u x'jista' jsir biex tittaffa s-sofferenza tal-pazjenti.
The thing that I think is most important from my perspective is that we're looking at improving end-of-life care right across the board. There's been an investment in advanced care planning. There's been an investment in further strengthening palliative care and palliative care services through the state. So that's happened and that continues to roll out. Voluntary assisted dying is really just a small component of the overall package of improving end-of-life care.
Riċerka li għadha kif ġiet pubblikata mill-Università ta' Chicago fl-Istati Uniti turi li f'każ ta' pazjenti b'mart avvanzat tal-kanċer, il-kura palliattiva bikrija tirriżulta fi żmien iqsar fl-isptar, rati ta' ħajjiet itwal u inqas spejjeż mediċi. L-ex-president tal-Assoċjazzjoni Medika Awstraljana, Dr. Stephen Parnis, jgħid li jinsab nuqqas ta' arfien fost il-komunità Awstraljana dwar il-benefiċċji tal-aċċess bikri tal-kura palliattiva. U jemmen ukoll li jekk il-kura palliattiva fl-Awstralja kellha riżorsi aħjar, wieħed ma jaħsibx li m'hemmx għażla oħra li fil-mewt assistita.
My sense is that palliative care, that notion of caring for people where the prime aim is to enhance quality of life, that is something that has, I think, been under-resourced and even misunderstood across the community and to some extent even in the medical profession. We refer too late. We have patchy availability across Victoria as well as around Australia. The people who are more likely to benefit from palliative care are those who are affluent, who know the system, who are well educated.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.